Destination listening for dedicated golfers, Tee to Green is live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can check us out on our website, teetogreenradio.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at sportsbyline USA. It's Jay and Jerry. We're live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great to have you with us today. And we want to talk to you quickly about Power Golf at 5,280 feet. Next week, the 7th annual Howard W. Mussini Mile High Long Drive Shootout comes to Denver. August 14th, 15th, and 16th, the amateur and senior competition set for Friday, August 14th at Park Hill Golf Course in northeast Denver. The Pro-Am event is the next day, Saturday, August 15th at the Ridge at Castle Pines North. And then on Sunday, August 16th, the action returns to Park Hill Golf Course in Denver for the first ever Celebrity Long Drive Challenge, followed by the Open Division Championship, the ultimate display of power golf as long drivers from all over the world take center stage in the Mile High City. Do not miss the 2015 Howard W. Mussini Mile High Long Drive Shootout. If you want to go in person, there's no admission charge. It's absolutely free, and it's a lot of fun. We'll be there live with our broadcast next Sunday at the Mile High Long Drive Shootout. For more information and registration, go to milehighshootout.com. As I said in the introduction to the show earlier, if you've watched any network TV sports over the last 25 or 30 years, you've probably seen our next guest from his early days with CNN Sports to his stint with the Golf Channel, where he was the co-host on The Big Break and a few other shows there, to his current work on Turner Sports. Vince Cellini has been a fixture on TV sports over the last quarter century or so. He has been covering the PGA Championship for TNT since 2011, and you can watch him next week from Whistling Straits for the 2015 PGA Championship. We've got him with us right now here on Tee to Green. Vince, welcome to the All Vinny Show here on Tee to Green. How you doing?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking to Vince Gill, who I'm a big fan, actually, yeah. Of Vince Gill, and not only as a recording artist, but of course he's an avid golfer as well. And my son played baseball at Belmont for a year. He's around Nashville and Belmont a lot.
So I think he went to Belmont. Well. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he might have. Yeah. So he's very present in the program, and so I'm a big fan. Thank you for that intro. I guess. Wow, I'm getting old. I've been around for a long time. Wow, that was
well, it beats long, the alternative.
Long time, but I feel great. So feel young as ever. So how you guys doing today? You getting ready? Are you excited? I'm excited.
Yeah. So speaking of being around a long time, you started out well before you started your career. You were a pretty good athlete in high school and college. Did you ever think while you were playing all those sports someday you'd be broadcasting them?
I was okay. I was a small college football player and played some baseball as well. But I was probably good at that level. So I realized, but I love sports and I'm from a sports family. So I always felt like that would be transitioning to broadcasting would be a great way for me to stay close to it. And I always had a fascination with broadcasting. I can remember my older brother bought me a little cassette recorder. I think it was 10. And I used to talk into that and interview people in my house and people at school, and they thought I was really weird. And so I've kind of wanted to do this since really probably sixth or seventh grade. So I'm very fortunate to have been in a field where that had really been my goal for most of my life.
Was golf kind of, as far as broadcasting it, was that sort of a long shot for you, or is that something you always kind of had your eye on?
Well, it's funny because in golf, I had done golf locally. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. So whenever we had an opportunity, whether it was at Firestone or Canterbury or Shaker Heights Country, we would get sometimes the then senior tour, or we would get, I'd get to talk to the PGA tour sometimes. So I liked covering golf. But when I got to CNN, golf was the late, great Jim Huber's beat. So he basically covered all of, the high-profile golf and the majors. I didn't get to do that until I went to Golf Channel, which was an opportunity for me to cover golf not only at the highest level, but all of the different layers of golf, as you know, all the way down to the U.S. amateur play and all that in between, nationwide, the LPGA, and really getting a chance to get up close with the players. at that level. And you mentioned the big break as well, which was a fun run there for me to be host of Big Break, because I love the backstory that all of the players have regarding how they got there, what their dreams are, and generally their personalities, which was a lot of those shows were personality driven as well. So not till I got to Golf Channel really did I get that opportunity. Then at TNT, unfortunately, we lost Jim Huber several years ago, and I was able to do that and take that role, and I always do it as a tribute to him, because he was such a great friend and someone who was a mentor for me at CNN Sports.
I'm glad you said that, and that's one guy, boy, I really miss him. We had him on the show quite a few times. I got to know Jim, and we would love for you to be our TNT connection, as Jim was when he was still alive.
Well, sure. I mean, I'd love to do that. And are you guys going to be up there at Whistling Straits? Will you be there broadcasting?
No, not next week. We're out at the Mile High Shootout here in Denver. But
of course, you're at the Mile High Shootout.
Yeah,
what was
we'll
I
catch,
thinking?
We'll catch up with you.
Vince, I'm kind of like you.
That would be no problem.
Vince, I'm kind of like you. I had picked out maybe when I was a freshman or sophomore in college that this is something I wanted to do and that I might be okay at it. And let's talk a little bit about some of the coverage from Whistling Straits. Of course, a gorgeous venue that the people have come to know a couple of times. The PGA's been there twice before. I know TNT's going to try a few new things. I wanted to ask you this. They're going to have a drone flying around showing us a little more of the course from some different angles. Are you going to be at the controls of that bad boy?
They wouldn't let me be at the controls. I was one of the guys immediately ruled out from actually running the drone. They said, do not give it to Cellini, whatever you do under any circumstances. So I think that the nice part about TNT and Turner Sports is they're always trying new innovations in terms of how they cover all sports. Always taking chances. I don't know if you guys remember this, but a few years back we had 3D coverage. I was with Rich Beam, and we had a couple of holes at Whistling Straits in 3D, where I think it was 12 and 17, I think, and as I recall. And so we're always trying new methods to take people a little closer or give them a different view of the game. But I got to tell you, I'm just excited that Rory. I mean, I saw the video of Rory hitting and going up there practicing. So that's I'm so excited that, you know, by all appearances, he's going to be playing and defending this week, which is fantastic for anyone who follows golf.
And Rich Beam, there's a wild and crazy guy there.
Oh, he was so much fun. Beamer's the best. I mean, what a good guy. Always smiling, just upbeat, and a good guy. And I'll get a chance to see him this week as well.
So let's talk about the other guys on the TNT golf crew. You guys have worked together for a few years now, haven't you?
We have, and I'm so proud of Ernie Johnson, who has stepped into a play-by-play role of golf, and it's not an easy job, but he jumped into it many years ago, starting with the British Open, and Ian Baker Finch. Finchie's just a wonderful guy. We borrow him from CBS. We have Billy Kratzer also with us. Billy's on the course reporting and giving us that perspective that only someone who has been there like Billy has can provide to the viewers. And then it's my job to do the recaps and do the player interviews as they step off the course. And guys, that's really fun for me because these guys are still juiced from their round. You know, they're still into it, and we're able to pick up and give to the viewers, you know, those little nuances of their round and just take us a little deeper into what kind of a day they had out there. So, I mean, it's great. I'm so anxious to be around the guys. I'm hoping to talk to Jordan Spieth this year. He's missed the cut the last two PGA championships. So I'm hoping that he'll be in contention and we'll get a chance to chat with him as well. And Rory, and also, guys, I wanted to tell you that I was up in Akron just earlier this week and doing a feature with Martin Keimer, Dustin Johnson, and Bubba Watson about what happened in 2010 that day and then moving forward in their careers where they've gone since. So it's a pretty revealing interview with all three, actually, in particular Dustin, who is very quick to address some of the major mishaps that he's had and where he is right now this season. So that'll be presented on Friday during our coverage.
I'm glad you brought that up, Vince, because that was, of course, the big story at the end of that tournament. And we've found out that the PGA is going to run it the same way this year as far as the sand traps and the waste areas and everything. And it'll certainly be a major factor, or I'm sure you guys will talk about it at least early in the week there.
Yeah, we will. And I guess, you know, the PGA and Whistling Straits bragged that there are over 1,000 bunkers. Nobody really knew how many bunkers in 2010, and I guess it's basically the same setup. So you just have to be aware of your surroundings when you're out there. And as it turns out, on 18, where Dustin hit that shot on Sunday, his tee ball will be sort of a grandstand area now, but it'll be covered. So that won't actually be in play for this particular event. And Dustin goes into great detail about what that moment was like for him and what was going on around him. And I promise it's a very entertaining answer.
Should be good. We're looking forward to it. Vince Gelini, Turner Sports, our guest. Vince, have you had a chance to scout out Whistling Straits yet?
I have. We were up there just doing some stand-ups a few weeks ago. Actually, about 2.5 weeks ago. And it was a gorgeous day, just a beautiful day, light winds. The course looks good. It looks like it's in championship form. Difficult course, as you guys know, with some elevation changes. You'll have some blind shots, second shot tee balls as well, and just some dramatic landscape and some very penal holes if you miss. So it looks great. I think we're going to get some rain possibly Friday, of course. It doesn't look like, as I recall, and you guys can help me out, I don't remember it being that windy in 2010. So I'm not sure. We always talk about the wind being a factor. I don't anticipate that we'll get crazy winds, but of course anything can happen up there. But I love coming up to the Midwest where I'm from in the summer. It's just a great time. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I was there in 07 for the senior championship, the senior U.S. Open, and they had all sorts of weather over 4 days. So be prepared for anything, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. And come back and visit with us again soon.
Will do. I enjoyed it, guys. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to being up there in Wisconsin and part of the TNT coverage. Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be watching next week. Vince Cellini covering the PGA Championship for TNT, one of the TNT golf team that'll be at Whistling Straits. Lots of golf this weekend. When we come back, Jerry's going to check it out as he takes us on tour. Tee to Green continues right after this.